tickling season. And here's the world's leading ticklologist, the man you've all paid 30 guineas to see, the star of the Ken Dodd Show, Dickie Mint.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Dickie Mint maniacs! I can't tell you what great pleasure it gives me to be standing here with me kilt full of fluff. I would like to thank the Lady Mayoress for giving me the opportunity of appearing here. As you probably know, my beautiful home was burnt to the ground during the night. Thank you, dear old pals. I will now empty this basin full of steaming hot peas down the back of this Scoutmaster's shorts. I'm sorry, sir, I forgot the salt. And now I will perform the most difficult movement in ballet, the supreme splits. You can only do it once. Pay attention and you will see me leave the stage in opposite directions. Cease this wild cheering or I shall stop throwing these pound notes at you. Oh, well, right, so that's it. My lords, ladies and thingies, diddy men and diddy women, I would like to say that it gives me great pleasure and a wonderful feeling of plumpishness to come here today to declare open this new wing of this magnificent herb shop. I can honestly say that I've never seen such a collection of magnificent herbs in all me Dickie Mint. I've got something here that should interest all gardeners and animal lovers. It's a packet of dog seed. So I'll just pop one of these dog seeds into 3 inches of soil, like so. A drop of water. Now, watch this. Ah, lovely. A magnificent dog, Daisy. Down, Daisy. You see, it's like William Shakespeare said. Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer, so to the love of you. And now we come to our new parlor game, in which contestants have 10 seconds to answer the question. If they give the correct answer, they will hear... Or if they give the wrong answer, they will hear... But we haven't got time for that new game, so now we'll go straight into the yes-no interlude, in which the contestants must not use the word yes or no. Could we have the first contestant, please? And your name is?
Duncan McCrae, from a long way away.
Oh, ah, yes. And where are you from, then?
From Loch Nochshe, where we have a saying, may a moose ne'er leave your gurnal hungry, may your lumreek slant ye far.
Very good. It's Drunken Duncan. Come on, let's get on with the yes-no interlude. Your name is Duncan McCrae.
Yes.
You didn't nod your head then, did you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you down here on holiday?
Yes.
Enjoying yourself?
No.
Is the wife with you?
Yes.
Are you sure you didn't nod your head then?
Yes.
Time's up, you won the $5.
Thank you.
I haven't won a game yet. I think I'll go out into the street and see if anybody's dropped any money. By Jove. What a beautiful day for starting a vice racket. What'll I do next? I know. I'll go over to that policeman and pretend that I've lost my memory. Excuse me, officer.
Yes, sir?
I'm sorry to have to trouble you, officer, but I've lost my memory, and I can't even remember my name.
Amnesia.
No, officer, no, that's not my name.
No, sir, no. What I mean is, when you lose your memory, that's called amnesia.
Oh, I didn't know that, officer. And even if I did know, I wouldn't remember, because I've got amnesia.
Loss of memory, eh?
Who has?
You have, sir.
Have I? Oh, I've forgotten. I've got it pretty bad, haven't I?
You have indeed, sir. Can't you remember anything?
No, it's a complete blank. When I left our house at 8 o'clock precisely this morning, I said to my mother, who was wearing a blue dress, some of which was a white apron, I said, I'll bet you anything you like, I lose my memory today.
And you were right, sir.
I can't remember a thing now, Auntie.
I'm a constable, sir.
You see, there you are. I can't remember a thing now.
Well, there's only one thing to do, sir. I'll take you down to the station. We start from there.
Yeah, that's a good idea, sailor. Right, let's go.
Now, to the station. Come this way.
Yes.
Now, is it this way or down the other way? Don't remember where the flipping station is. Where's the station? You've got to help me. Who are you?
Now, don't upset yourself, Vicar.
Vicar? Am I the vicar? What am I doing dressed up as a policeman? Where am I? A Merry Christmas. Here, where's my lovely station?
I'll look after you, your lordship. Right, come with me. Here we are. Come in this place with me. This is the BBC Sound Library. This is where they keep all the unusual recordings. Look at all these. Now, here's an unusual recording of great medical interest. It's a recording of the tallest man in the world who's gone to see his doctor to have a plaster pulled off his back.
Now, if you just hold still, this won't take a moment. There we are.
Beautiful. Oh, well, I'd better put it back on again. That's it. No, on second thought, it had better come off.
Oh, no.
Now, that's better, isn't it?
Oh. Oh, yes, Doctor.
Now then, what about the one on your chest?
I haven't got a plaster on my chest.
You have now.
But there's nothing wrong with my chest.
Oh, well, in that case, it'll have to come off.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that the giggle goose is so called because it lays a fluffy egg?
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that during the mating season, a submarine lays 3,000 tins of sardines?
Well, what do you know?
Well, I happen to know that there's a very good-looking young Irish gentleman waiting to sing for us. It's Val Dunican.
Now, if all the women in the town were bundled up together, the girl I love would bait them all in any kind of weather. She doesn't wash the powder off because she doesn't wear it. Her face and figure are all her own, is true, for I declare that she's a fine, big, strong lump of an agricultural Irish girl. She neither paints nor powders, and her figure is all her own. But she can hit that hard. Oh, you think there's the kick of a mule you got, the full of your arms of Irish love was Mary Ann Malone. She's only 17 last grass and still improving greatly. I wonder what she will be like when her bones are set completely. You think your hand was in the voice the moment that she shakes it, and if there's any gin around, it's Mary Ann that takes it. Cause she's a fine, big, strong lump of an agricultural Irish girl. She neither paints nor powders, and her figure is all her own. But she can hit that hard. Oh, you think there's the kick of a mule you got, the full of your arms of Irish love was Mary Ann Malone. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I'm very glad you did that because I've got to sing another one anyway. Here it is.
Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a lick at every corner, balancing his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it, why not train it?" Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking and twisting out of place, Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat with a grip just like a Scotsman on a £5 note. Hagen Fagen were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan and all the bally crew, police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers threw aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Have a break, have a knick-knack. Tomorrow, when you go to your grocer, say to him,
"Good morning, have you got a knick-knack?"
The knick-knack man will be in your district tomorrow.
"Good morning, I'm Nicky the knick-knack man. Would you like a free sample of knick-knack?"
"How dare you?"
"Oh,
I'm on a diet."
Win £5. Remember, to win £5, all you have to do is get the wrappers of 6 medium-sized Welshmen. Trouble with your feet? Remove that stubborn corn with... all the wrappers of six giant-sized Welshmen. Treat yourself to a bottle of Dodgegen tonic wine. After only one bottle of Dodgegen tonic wine, Mrs. T.R. of Devon said... Dodgegen tonic wine for a new you.
I tried Dodgegen tonic wine and it certainly made a difference to me. After only one small glassful, my little boy said...
What's happened, Daddy?
Mr. D.M. of Glasgow has this to say.
Thanks to Dodgegen tonic wine, I now have a nasty habit of removing my kilt in public.
Get Dodgegen tonic wine tomorrow at the amazingly low cost of tuppence a quart. Within £5, all you need are the singlets of 48 traffic wardens. Hello, all you angling enthusiasts. This is your old angling...